Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I'm super excited to announce that we got some more of these back in stock, because every time we get these in, they sell out very, very quickly and everybody loves these. So what are these? Well, these are the genuine 100% leather crossbody bags. Now, we have these today in medium and large sizes. This is 100% real cowhide leather. It feels like real leather. It smells like real leather. And it is real leather. And they even give you a little sample piece of leather hanging off the tag so you can see that it is indeed genuine leather. And trust me, you can definitely tell the difference between fake leather and real leather. And a lot of companies are going away from doing real leather on things. So it's nice to see that still able to get some things in real leather. And guys, it is soft. It is super soft leather. It's kind of a pebbled leather. It's not like completely smooth, but it looks great. It's really, really nice leather, guys. So these bags are really cool because they are unisex. They can go either way. There is nothing on this bag like fringes or frills or anything to say this is a woman's bag. And they're definitely not like overly masculine to say that they're a man's bag. So these are definitely a unisex bag. I would definitely carry one of these, no problem whatsoever. And so these are great bags. So the large, the medium size is going to be about 10 1/4 inches tall by about 8 inches wide. The large bag, so that was the medium. The large bag is going to be about 12 3/4 inches tall by about 9 1/2 inches wide. So there's definitely some differences in the sizes. So depending on what you are wanting it for, there's two great options here, guys. So medium and then the large. Now, in the medium, at the time of this recording, we have them in black, red, purple, and navy blue. That might change, but at the time of this recording, that's what we have. So be sure and check the website to see what colors we still have and what sizes we still have. Now, in the extra large. In the large, we have black, red, and purple. So unfortunately, we don't have any navy blues in larges, but we do have the black, the red, and the purple. And we only have limited numbers of these, guys, so definitely grab these while you can, because I will tell you this right now, our supplier is now completely out of these. They do not even have them anymore. So once these are gone, they're probably most likely gone, at least for a while. So this leather is nicely lined. It's got a lining inside of all of the leather pockets. So it's not just raw leather. It is lined, which is nice. Both of these are going to have the same amount of pockets. They are going to have the same amount of zippered pockets, but the pockets will, of course, be a little different size. So let's start with the medium. The medium is going to have a nice zippered pocket in the front. And that pocket is great for like a cell phone. Let me get my phone. Where is it? Is my phone not in here? Shoot. Let me just grab my phone real fast. I thought it was in here, but I guess it's not. Let me just grab it real fast. Okay, I've been sitting outside because it's such a beautiful day today. So I have an iPhone 15 Pro, and I will tell you that it will fit in, let's see, It's kind of tight, but it will, for the most part, fit in the pocket on the front of the medium if I turn it horizontal. Let me try portrait. Yeah, so if I turn it horizontally, it will fit in the pocket, but it will not fit in the pocket if I put it in vertically. So, but it will hold it, and I did get it zipped up. So yeah, so that will work. Pro Max, no chance. No chance of a Pro Max going in this pocket. This pocket is probably more used for cash, maybe earbuds, things like this. This also has 1, 2, 3 card slots in this pocket. So when you unzip this, inside that pocket is 3 card slots for like credit cards, IDs, things like that. RFID protected. So these are RFID protected in here, and you got the 3 card slots, and then you have the pocket that you can put other stuff in. Now in the large size, my Pro easily goes in that pocket, and it will even go in, let me try it here. Of course, my phone is jabbering. I can squeeze it in vertically. It's still not the best in there vertically, like it's pretty tight. So I would put it horizontally in the big one also. But again, this pocket's probably not really geared for the cell phone, even though you can put it in there. It easily goes in there horizontally. You still could not get a Pro Max in here. So anything under a Pro and under size would go in both of these pockets on both ones. And they both have 3 card slots inside that zippered pocket. All right, so right above that zippered pocket on each of them, you have another zippered pocket where this first one we talked about actually unzips from the left, goes up, and then comes back down and unzips to the right. It opens up in kind of a bigger flap. The pocket right above it is just a slit in the bag, and the zipper just goes straight across. Now, this pocket here is quite deep. Of course, on the medium size, it's going to be a little bit more shallow, but if you took about 3/4 of the bag and went down, that's how deep it is on each one. So on the medium, you're looking at this pocket is gonna be
7 3/16 inches, 7 1/16 inches.
A little over 7 inches deep. On the large size, this pocket is going to be
9 3/16.
A little over 9 inches deep. And then both of those pockets are going to be the width of the bag themselves. So on the large size, that pocket is going to be 9.5 inches. On the medium, that pocket's going to be 8 inches. So, all right, and this pocket is completely lined as well. So it will keep things from getting dirty. It's a lined pocket and it's zippered. Easily fit any kind of cell phone you can put in there. And probably even fit, let me grab an iPad mini. Hold on one sec. Yeah, I know I should have gotten all this stuff arranged before I did the recording, started the recording. But anyway, the iPad mini easily fits in the large size. The large one easily fits in this pocket, portrait or vertical. And in the medium, it fits, but it sticks out just a tad at the top. But I can actually fold. Shut up. I can actually fold the top piece of the pocket around it, and I can actually get the mini in this this medium one as well. So yeah, it will go in both of those pockets regardless of whether it's a medium or it's the large size. All right, and then up above that pocket, we have another slit pocket that runs the width of the each bag, and this one is even a little bit deeper. So on the medium size, it is going to be
0.8 and 7/8 inches.
About almost 9 inches from that pocket to the bottom, and on the large size, it's going to be
10 and 5/16 inches. 10 and 9/16
almost,
inches.
Almost 11 inches from that pocket to the bottom. So they're both going to be the same width as the pocket before it. So the large size is going to be 9.5 inches
turning
wide.
Off in 5 seconds.
And the medium is going to be 8 inches wide. So those are the pockets on the front. Now let's get to the very top one. The very top pocket is going to be the deepest pocket of them all. All of these are lined, by the way, guys, so I'm not gonna say it, you know, keep saying it, but every one of these pockets has a lining inside it. And the one that is actually the lining for the deepest pocket at the very top, it actually pulls out so you can clean it, you can empty all the dust out of it, whatever, and then you can push it back down inside. So it's not sewn to the bag itself. You could take it to a seamstress and have them sew that in if you really wanted it, but I think the reason why they did it is so you can clean it, you can turn it inside out and empty all the dust and whatever out and all that. So, all right, so this one is going to be the height of the bag itself. So this, on the large size, it's gonna be the 12 3/4 inch tall, and on the medium, it's going to be the 10 1/4 inches tall, and then they're gonna be the same width as the bag, the 9.5 inches on the large and the 8 inches on the medium. Now, this is a zippered pocket. It does zip all the way across, and it does have a tail on the end where it unzips to, but you can tuck the tail into the bag itself. So I know I've had ladies ask me this before. Apparently there's a big thing out there with bags and tails, little zipper tails, but this one does allow you to tuck the tail into the bag so it's not hanging out. So that can be done so. And this is the biggest pocket on both bags. So I can actually take the iPad Pro. Of course, it easily fits a mini. And let's just see. Yeah, I think it shouldn't have any problem fitting the Pro. So let me just grab my other Pro here again. Should have been prepared. All right, so here's my Pro, and my Pro has a pretty decent sized leather case on it. Easily fits into the large one with room to spare, where you could actually get other things in here. And then the medium, let's unzip it. The Pro in the medium. Ooh, yeah, I don't think that's going to fit. So in the medium, the iPad Pro or the 10-inch models are not going to fit. Let me pop my iPad out of my case and try it without the case. Hold on 1 second. Pop this out. Okay. Yeah, even, let's see. No, nope. Even without a case, the Pro 11-inch will not fit in the medium bag. So if you want to carry a larger 11-inch iPad, the large one, the large bag, will definitely hold the 11-inch iPad. It might even hold a 12-inch. I don't have a 12-inch here to test, but it might hold a 12-inch. So if you're planning on trying to carry a larger iPad or something that size, then you definitely want to go for the large bag. If you are just carrying maybe a mini or something of a mini size of an iPad, then you could go with the medium and you will be fine. Now, this is going to easily hold Braille displays, headphones, book readers. The medium would probably even take a smaller Braille display. The large will definitely take a smaller Braille display, or even probably a larger Braille display for that matter. So it is a pretty good size. So that will work there. Now, I don't think you're going to be able to get a laptop in any of these. That's just going to be pushing it a little too much. Unless you have maybe a little 12-inch laptop, you might be able to get that into the large bag. But I've got a 14-inch laptop here, and
turning off in 5 seconds.
Thank you. Ooh, guys, I almost can get my 14-inch laptop in this large bag. Holy crap. Actually, I got it in there. How funny. Wow. Yeah, I was actually able to get my 14-inch laptop inside this large bag. That is crazy. Now, I wouldn't be able to zip it up, but if I just wanted to take it with me, and not worry about it because it's not going to fall out even with it not zipped up. I mean, it's definitely not going to fall out. But I was actually able to get it down in there. And mine is a 14.1 inch. So if you have a 12-inch, 13-inch, 14-inch laptop, you could actually carry it in this large bag. It might not zip up, but you could actually carry it in there. That is crazy. So that's pretty cool there. That is really cool. Of course, the medium is definitely not going to fit any of those, but the large definitely will. 12-inch, 13-inch laptop, you might actually even be able to get it zipped up, but with the 14-inch, I can get it almost all the way in, and it's only sticking out the top just by literally an eighth of an inch or something. So it literally is that close to being able to be zipped up. Let me just give this a try, because I'm pretty amazed already that it was able to go in there. Let me see if I can get this zipped up. Hold on one second. Let me find the zipper. Oh, I'm going to have to take this one. I got it. Okay, so let's do this. I'm going to take the zipper out. Okay, there we go. Put this back in. Wow, I am so amazed that I can get my 14-inch in there. That is so freaking cool. Okay. It's in there now, and let's see if there's any way I'd be able to zip this up. I don't want to break the zipper, anything like that. Okay, let me see. Yeah, I don't want to try it, honestly, to be completely honest. I don't want to break the zipper out of this. So I'm not gonna try stretching it. But it's close. It is close. I don't think I could get it zipped up. But it is very, very close. But yeah, guys, so that you could definitely still carry it. It just wouldn't be able to be zipped up. Well, that's just amazing that it even fits in there. So, all right, so that is the very top pocket, the deepest pocket, the widest pocket. That is that one. And all right, and then finally on the back, you have... Let's see, back. Okay, on the back you have two pockets. One is another zippered pocket that is a slit pocket, also lined. This one lines up with the topmost pocket before you get to the very top on the front. So if you go to the front, you go to the pocket right before you get to the very top. So about an inch down, inch and a half down from the top of the bag. That pocket, this one lines up exactly with that one. So it is the same height and width as that pocket. And then right below that, you have a slot pocket. Now this is a slot pocket because it does not unzip. It doesn't zip closed or open. It's just something that you could easily, this would be a great cell phone pocket. That way you can easily get to your cell phone. You don't have to unzip anything. You could easily just reach in the slot pocket and get your phone out. And that pocket will also, on the large, will fit an iPad mini, no problem. On the medium, it will also fit an iPad mini. So that slot pocket on the back will work for Pro Maxes, will work for Androids, will work for blind shells, any kind of phone like that, as well as an iPad mini will go into the slot pocket on both of them. So let me give you some measurements on this pocket. On the medium, this one is going to be
7 5/16 inches.
Almost
8 inches
tall.
0 inches.
And the width on this is going to be
4 5/8 inches.
The width is going to be
5 3/8 inches. 5 1/2 inches. 5 1/4 inches.
About
5 1/4 inches. 5 7/16.
So a little over 5 1/4 inches wide. And then on the large bag, the height of this pocket is going to be
9 5/16 inches.
Almost 9 1/2 inches.
9 3/16.
And then on the width, it's going to be
6 3/16 inches. 6 5/16 inches.
Almost 6 1/2 inches. So those are the differences in measurements on the two bags. And like I said, this is the pocket that you can easily grab stuff out of without having to unzip anything. So this is where you might want to carry your documents for like traveling. You carry your plane tickets in that pocket, checkbook, your wallet, whatever you want that you can easily get to. That one actually matches up with the second to the top zippered pocket on the front. So on the front, if you find the first pocket we talked about that has the card slots, go to that second pocket, and that second pocket, right, the first one right above the card slot pocket, that one is the one that lines up exactly with the slot pocket on the back. And then the zippered pocket above that one lines up with the zippered pocket on the back. So that's how you can, the only thing the back doesn't have is it doesn't have the card slot pocket, and it has the other pockets that line up with them. So guys, these have adjustable shoulder straps for crossbody or shoulder, and you cannot remove the straps. So just know that they are permanently attached. I guess if you wanted to remove it, you could just take a pair of scissors and clip them off, but like they don't have handles, so you probably don't want to do that. But they are adjustable, and on the website, we do have the exact measurements of how far they adjust and what the drop point is and all that. So, all right, guys, that is it for these leather bags. They are really good quality. They have tons of storage. You could pretty much carry almost anything in these that you want. We have them in medium, we have them in large, and we have them in those different colors at the time of this recording: black, red, purple, and navy blue. We only have mediums in the navy blue, but we do have the larges in everything. So they're brand new. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales at harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.
Waveform detail, waveform overview, 24, done, button.